so glad I stand Beyonce, Giselle Knowles, Carter, because I know she would never get on her internet and publicly embarrass me. I'm just so thankful for that, and for that I'm eternally grateful that my favorite artist has enough common sense to not get on the World Wide Web, log on to her X, Twitter, whatever social media, and rant with the likes of trolls who just have no credibility in whatever they're saying. I am honestly sick because I feel like I'm in a group chat that I never asked to be in. Like, what is this? I don't understand what this is. Like, please let me out of this. Even if I mute it, somehow I'm still seeing the context of everything that is going on. And without even diving too much into the specifics, I just really think it's sad. As someone who is a former, I guess you could say, Barb or huge fan of Nicki Minaj, it is kind of disheartening to me to see someone like her or someone of her status, who I think and still think is one of the greatest rappers of all time. Like, I will never be able to take away the fact that I think that Nicki Minaj is still one of the best rappers I've ever heard in my lifetime. Like, that is just something that I just can't get over. Despite her antics and her behavior recently and how she's acted over the course of the past few years, especially towards the up-and-coming female rappers, I still just can't take that away from her. And I feel like no one can take that away from her. And we're not going to take that away from her. You can't. It's just the fact of, I think in this sense, what I'm trying to get is, why tarnish your legacy like this? Why? And I think that's my main concern in this whole situation. You know, throw out all the name calling, coming for each other's kids, which is really distasteful on both ends. You know, just throw out all of that, the numbers, whatever. Why ruin your legacy like this? You are one of the best-selling female rappers of all time. Billboard literally crowned you the greatest female rapper of our time. And it's like you're still not satisfied with whatever this imaginary competition you and your fans have placed you in against these other artists. Whether it's Cardi, Meg, Lotto, Coyle Ray, JT, Bia, whoever, name five songs real quick. Sorry, I had to do it. But whoever it is, what is this imaginary competition that you're in? I don't understand. You're one of the greatest. We should not be expecting someone like Nicki Minaj in 2025 to resort to the antics that she's entertaining. This woman is one of the most insane lyricists, and dare I say, one of the most tantalizing performers I've seen. Not saying she's one of the greatest performers, but she still has stage presence, no matter how you shape or form it. But it's just crazy to me to know that you are one of the best, and you're constantly putting yourself in situations that are not befitting to who you refer yourself as, and that's a queen. Like, why are you down here? Stay up there. Let your Cabbage Patch Kids do all the work. What do you get out of subtweeting this young lady who is trying to celebrate her number one album in the country? Like, I don't get, what is the point of all this? Like, and maybe there's a question that should be posed for both sides. Like, what is the end goal of this? What do we do? At this point, I feel like Oprah should intervene and hold some type of special and get all of the past and present and the future of female rap in one setting and let it just be a round table. And yes, Cardi and Nicki should be there. sitting far from each other, of course, but they should definitely be there. And just have a grown adult conversation. Now, before they even get to that point, they need to go ahead and hash out any distaste they have for each other, because y'all will not be fighting at this table, not in front of Oprah. Take that to Zeus. Take all that to Zeus. It's annoying. And not only just on Nikki's end, it's annoying on Cardi's end too, because you're taking the bait. You're essentially complying with this woman's schemes. You're complying with everything. You're taking all of her bait. You're doing exactly what's a part of her plan. She's baiting you and you're taking all the bait. And I understand that Cardi's a very responsive person, but at this point, sis, it's better to just take the high road, because all of this is just unnecessary. We should be celebrating the fact that you put out a commendable body of work after a 7-year hiatus. It's just not making any sense. This should be your moment. And it was your moment, and it should still be your moment. But because you have entertained the antics of Pink Wig, it's just turned into something else. Like, the week isn't even over. It's only Wednesday, y'all. It's only Wednesday. And we are still... Oh, my God. I'm tired just even thinking. I haven't even read all of the tweets. I've seen just... it's just too much. I cannot... Like, what is this? You both are too grown for this. And at this point, we all know Cardi will literally beat the hell out of this woman. Like, she has gotten to the point where she just wants to pull up and just beat the shit out of Nikki. And of course, we all know Nikki won't go for it. So she's just going to continue to just keep picking at the woman. No pun intended. But it's just useless. It's stupid. And I personally feel as though there needs to be a better way to settle this and to show the fans that we don't have to resort to this kind of nonsense, because all it's doing is enabling the fans. It's honestly making a mockery of both of your legacies at this point. You're both incredible artists, despite any opinions on either one's behavior or how they represent themselves. They're both commendable artists who have put out great bodies of work, as we've seen from their catalogs and their singles. Like, these are two amazing artists, and it's crazy that they're just going back. Not saying that they should collab, I'm not saying there should be any type of joint album or anything, but it's just a matter of, can you both just not exist in the same space and just be cordial? Like, what is going on? Please. And Cardi, you have way too much to be working for to even entertain this, because God forbid you lose endorsements. If anything, don't let that affect your future, because we all know Cardi is very marketable. So who's to say that this could possibly affect her or not? My only concern right now is just the whole fact of legacy. It just saddens me that these two women are tainting their legacies with such nonsense. Like, it just doesn't make any sense, and there's no benefit here. There's no benefit. I see no benefit in the back and forth. It's enough that the fans have already instigated so much between the two, and it's like now it's just getting worse and worse, and I find myself just being nauseated and exhausted, because I just want to enjoy the music. I don't give a care about the numbers right now. It shouldn't even matter. Like, girl, you sold 200K. Mind you, this is all stemmed from the fact that Cardi went number one. All of this chaos has ensued because this woman has gone number one with her sophomore album. It's just blowing my mind. It is completely blowing my mind. Like, you would think this was a matter of some type of public smear campaign or some type of diss track that was directly aimed at this woman. Like, what? It just, this all stemmed from her album simply going number one. Like, all this hate, and it's just the discourse, all the think pieces, and the, oh my God, it's on it, y'all. It's just, sit down. Both of you just need to sit down. You have children. your mothers. Sit down and think about what you've said. Like, put whatever it is, put the coat down. Put it down and just think. Think about your legacy. Think about what's ahead of you. Think about all the great things you have done. Ignore all the fanfare and all of that, the tweets and all that, the DMs that you're getting from whoever it is. Just solely think about your legacy and what you want to leave this world with. Just think about that. Think about your legacy. Think about it. Do you want this to be your legacy? Do you want people to look back and think about this? It's not conducive to anybody. And the fans are just eating it up. They love it. They are eating it up. And I'm for one, although it's entertaining, it's quite pathetic. It is quite pathetic. And I, for one, am just going to exit to the left. Let you ladies do what you will. I am going to go back to streaming Am I the Drama? It's the certified bot for me. And that's all I got to say, y'all. Peace out. We'll be right back.